Good morning, everyone. This is Deacon Up coming to you from Power in Unity Ministries. My Lord and my God, He has been talking to us. He's so strong. He has been increasing the visions. He's been increasing people's dreams. Our hopes have been lifted high. Our faith has been raised through His holy word, and I am so excited. And I'm excited for the people who have joined us because we're giving the enemy black eyes, and I love it. I love it. We're stomping him in the ground and crushing him under our feet, and that's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say one thing before I give you. First of all, the vision God gave me. His visions are getting deeper. His visions are getting more alive. They're coming alive because He keeps repeating things, but He does it in different ways so that we're going to get the message. He is about to do something supernatural that the world that we live in has never seen or heard. Of the power and of the crashing love that's going to come through America and go all the way around the world. But I do want to say this. I know probably a lot of you are wondering, you know, what does she do all day? Well, believe me, it's busy all day long. Plus the recuperation. I apologize for that. But I will answer. I'm going to go back as far as four of the videos and try my best between today and tomorrow morning to get all of you answered that I can. If I miss you, it's strictly by accident. But I am going to try to go back. To go back further than that is just impossible, for I've told you before. It's just Marilyn and I right now. But God is moving. He is moving, and He is going to give us an office. He's going to give us a staff. If I just had a secretary, I tell Meryl, I said, just to do some of the work behind the scenes. And I said, but anyway, God is moving. I'm not complaining. I just want to get this word out to you today. I want to start out with this vision. And I know you say, well, she's always getting visions. Are they for real? Yes, they're for real. Each and every single one of them. And why He's chose that way for me, I don't know. I don't dream very much, but the dreams that I do have, I remember when they come from God. I know we all dream, but you know what I'm saying. I'm talking spiritually now. But this vision, it was an eruption that had such magnitude of the earth that I can't really express it in the natural. It was the biggest thing I ever experienced. And I want to praise God for it because it was shaking mountains, not just rocks and boulders, but it was shaking mountains. And I was almost shaken right out of my chair just watching this thing. And I looked up and I could see that it was not just America, but this shaking was going on all around the world. This magnitude of like an earthquake was just moving everything in its path. And then I looked and guess what was coming out of this eruption? Woo, just what God's been talking about the last few days. People, warriors, ministers, ministries that were hidden in strategic places and hidden behind the rocks and in the caves. They were coming out. They were bursting forth, and they were bursting forth with such a fierceness and such a vastness of power and experienced joy that had not been seen or heard of before. And they had no fear written across their vestures. It was as if you could actually see that. There were breakthroughs coming, an indescribable fierceness and power coming forth from every direction. These warriors, these ministries, these people that God had been preparing were taking strategic places. It wasn't just America. It was all the way around this world. God was dealing with people. During this eruption, it seemed like I could, if there were, oh, hold on, my son of Messiah. People were breaking through rocks and boulders and things that had been holding them back. But if there seemed to be one that couldn't break through, I saw the hand of God come down and crush that boulder, that rock that was holding them back, and turn them loose. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I heard the words, release is coming. Release is coming. And it was bold letters stretched out in front of me. Release is coming. My Lord and my God, hear what he has to say this morning. The rumbling. He starts out so funny because he's just talking about this eruption, or that's the way I put it. He says, the rumbling you hear is not furniture being moved around, but angels dispersing the enemy, knocking them down. Ooh, hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. The upheaval going on in Washington, D.C. sounds like a whirlwind, but it is me. Hallelujah. Listen to what he's saying. I am in the whirlwind from start to finish, getting rid of the fake and the skittish. Hallelujah. Sending in warriors that I have been preparing that are strong, vigilant, and daring. Hallelujah. The churning you hear in Washington, D.C. are my angels obeying me. Come on, people. You got to laugh. This is kind of the way he puts it. I mean, he's just telling it like it is. And he's giving it in the same thing in so many different ways, because we're all different and we receive things differently. And he knows that. The churning you hear in Washington, D.C. are my angels obeying me. The chaos is being removed for the deceptive ones that... The chaos is the removal of the deception ones, the troublemakers, dividers, and the bums. Ooh, they are my angels obeying me, he says. Removing all this chaos and deception and trouble and division and bums, dividers and bums. The tower in America the enemy has built, come on, hear this, I am placing every brick, and his plans will wilt. My church praying, calling on me, hungry for America to be set free. Hallelujah. My Lord and my God. He couldn't say it any more plainer. Ooh, hallelujah. The enemy fighting tooth and nail, but in the end, he will fail. My people praying, I've heard their call on me, the true living God of all. Faith rising, crushing Satan beneath their feet till he crumbles in total and complete defeat. Oh, Lord and my God. Ooh. Hallelujah. Faith increased, spiritual eyes open to see, Christ cleansing coast to coast and sea to sea. It doesn't matter where the enemy or evil tries to hide, God's going to find you, because he's going through every crack and every slit and every little corner that you might try to hide. He tries to hide behind, and he's cleansing it out. My Lord and my God. He said in Psalm 24, the earth is mine and the fullness thereof and all the world that dwells therein. He founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Ooh, halalala moshandai. Who shall see the glory of the Lord? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul to be defiled by idols, or lifted his hands in deceit. Those are the ones that are going to see. Those are the ones that he's releasing. Those are the ones that are going to take high places in leadership, my Lord and my God. America, land of the brave and free, will again bow their head and their knee to me. I see all, nothing passes me by. With the eagles, you too will begin to fly. He's talking to you this morning. Hallelujah. Things changing fast and fierce. Watch the enemy. He is cunning and fierce. I get so excited I can't talk. Ooh, hallelujah. Let me just say that again. I love to see here what he's saying about the enemy. I see all, no, nothing passes me by. With the eagles, you too will soon fly. Things changing fast and fierce. Watch the enemy. He is cunning and fierce. Okay. Not net need. Come on, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I know the devil don't like to hear this, but he gonna hear it anyway. Things changing fast and furious. Watch the enemy. He is cunning and devious. Never forget where you have been. Remember, I am in the whirlwind. You see this? He tries to make you forget. When things come up, or troubles come up against you, or situations come up against you, or you're attacked, whether it's body, soul, or spirit, he tries to make you forget the power that's in you and who it is that is doing what we're seeing going on in the world today. Remember, I am in the whirlwind. Cutting the loop, loosening the knot, I am is releasing all that heaven's got. He doesn't hold anything back from his children. Heaven's gifts that have been on hold are about in your life to unfold. Ooh, what a promise. Hallelujah. Oh, Koli Mashandai Ramasaya. Because my church is on their knees, America will truly be set free. I believe the forefathers that this became into this world and America became into existence, I think they meant all to be good, because they would go to the church and they would pray for a situation or whatever's going on. Lord, give us the direction. Give us the guidance. You don't see that today. My Lord and my God, but gradually, gradually, we let down. We let God down, but we're coming back. He said, my church is alive and well. And we're sending the demons back to hell. Praise God. Because, he says, my church is on their knees, America will truly be set free to worship the true Lord and King, Creator, Master of everything. Hallelujah. My church together on their knees, they fight for truth, justice, and all that is right. The loop is loosening, chains are falling as my children on me continue calling. Now, in these last three or four places, he has mentioned cutting the loop. He's mentioned release. He's mentioned heaven's gifts. He's mentioned us being on our knees praying over and over again. That means, just like he was telling Peter, Lord, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, yes. He said, feed my lambs. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Peter, the third time, Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my lambs. And that's what he's telling us here. When I repeat something, I mean for you to listen. I mean for you to hear it. I am loosening the loop. Hallelujah. The knot. I am releasing all that heaven's got. I hold nothing back because my church is on their knees. America will truly be set free. My church together on their knees, they fight for truth, justice, and what is right. Again, he says, the loop is loosening, chains are falling as my children on me continue calling. Ready, set, go. No time to waste, but remember to let me set the pace. The enemy from inside and out will attack from the inside, which is in America itself or in your country, as well as from the outward countries will come in attack. Be assured, I will bring America back. Hallelujah. He doesn't stutter when he talks to us. Hallelujah. What you see is the enemy's conceit, hoping you will run and retreat. Hallelujah. This is not a time to weep in fear, but a time to pick up your sword and the Father's gear. So put on your garment of praise, one of the greatest weapons we've got. This is just one part. One phase. I hold the whole world in my hand. I am on my throne and I have a plan. My glory will shine from sea to sea as America returns and worships me. Through all the twists and turns ahead, remember, I give you daily bread. I feed you on my daily bread. It is a time to shout, to worship and sing to the true Lord and God and King. For as the walls of Jericho crumbled into the ground, Satan's plans in your praises will drown. Ooh, halamoshanamahai. From the lowest to the highest in the land, people will shout, on Christ we stand. My Lord and my God, may we pray. Lord, how do we praise you for all that you have revealed to us today? How do we lift you high? What can we possibly say? You are God, master of all. You reign over all. Hear us today as we pray. You and you alone have the power and the authority over all sickness and disease. And we come against them in the name, the powerful name of Jesus, Yeshua. We are asking you to send a revival of faith and trust and miracles. That America will be that beacon of light for the world to see the Christ that we serve. We ask that you open spiritual eyes to see it is your world, this whole world, the galaxies belong to thee, that we can see Jesus, Yeshua, is at your right hand, ever interceding for us, far above all principality, power, might, and dominions. He sits there, interceding for you and me. The devil is a liar and he's the father of all lies. May we know this from our heart. You are the God of love, for you are love. You are eternal peace and eternal joy. May we see that blood streaming down the cross, remembering the price Christ paid for all who are lost. May we understand you are in command and every demon must bow at the name of Yeshua. May we understand it is in our worship and praise, some of the greatest weapons you give us, that we find true joy and eternal peace. That true victory that no man can take away. We love you today, Lord. We want to love you and be the light to you, of the world to you. May others see you before they see us, is our prayer today. Amen and amen. God bless you. I love you with every fiber of my being. If I were you, I'd see this over and over again. Send it to somebody who is in despair this morning. There are so many out there that need to hear the word of God. I love you very much, but God loves you so much more.